This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. France's foreign minister has said the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol is close to becoming like the destroyed city of Aleppo in Syria. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Jean-Yves Le Drian told the Doha Forum that Russia's siege warfare should induce collective guilt. Today, we're in a siege war, and Mariupol is the most striking example of this. And the siege war is a horrible war since civilian populations are being massacred and annihilated. When asked if he agreed with President Biden's remarks that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power, Le Drian responded that diplomacy remained a French priority. We must continue to speak with President Putin because it is precisely because he does not have the result of what he thought he could have that we must be in demand for dialogue. The foreign minister also said the world is at a tipping point as the war continues to spiral, adding, "This is a crisis that affects us all." I'm Karen Chamas.
Top American diplomats clarified on Sunday the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia, as supporters and critics of President Joe Biden played down his declaration that Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Julianne Smith, the U.S. ambassador to NATO, sought to put Biden's remarks in Poland on Saturday into context, saying they followed a day speaking with Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw.
In the moment, I think that was a principled human reaction to the stories that he had heard that day.
Smith on CNN's State of the Union program Sunday adding,
the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change in Russia. Full stop.
This is VOA News.